Talk Live is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to start things out because it is the show about your calls. International call from Sweden. It's Liam. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey there.
Hi. I'm calling with some bad news from Europe, but it's more strange news than bad news.
Hmm.
You've talked about smoking bans on Free Talk Live before.
Yes.
This smoking ban is different because it's in Amsterdam.
Okay.
And the country of the Netherlands have passed a national smoking ban that applies to coffee shops.
Hmm.
Now, does that mean
the strange thing is that it only applies to tobacco. It doesn't apply to marijuana.
That is very, very strange.
Yeah, that is a little strange.
It's legal in Amsterdam to smoke a joint in a bar, but it's not legal to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, and the weird thing is a lot of people in Europe, they smoke marijuana, they smoke hash that they mix with tobacco.
Right.
Which they won't be able to do in the coffee shops now.
Oh, yeah, because that's huge in Europe.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it is, but hash is a lot more common.
Yeah, most people do that. They mix it together with the tobacco to smoke it, and so that's going to be killing that off, apparently. Do you think that the bar owners will have business suffer, or will the people who previously smoked marijuana with tobacco just cut out the tobacco and go straight marijuana or hash?
Yeah, I wonder what they'll do, like if the coffee shop owners are going to go around and smell the difference between the tobacco smoke and the marijuana smoke. It seems really strange if you're going to go around like picking apart people's joints.
Right, that seems really difficult. Trying to determine who in your bar is smoking what.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of
really
tobacco out there
that
people mix with marijuana. You know, and they'll mix the tobacco together and then they'll roll a cigarette, a homemade cigarette with it. It looks like just like a joint.
I really thought Amsterdam would be immune to smoking ban legislation, but it appears nowhere as sacred.
Apparently, and you said this is a national piece of legislation. This wasn't just Amsterdam, because Amsterdam is just it's just a city in the Netherlands, correct?
Right. Yeah, this is the whole country comes into effect next year.
Wow. Can you imagine that, Mark? A federal ban here in America on smoking? That'd be pretty outrageous.
Well, I mean, I don't think we're that far away.
No,
from
I don't
that,
think
honestly.
We are either. You're right about that, Liam. Any other thoughts?
They're talking about passing an EU-wide smoking ban here in
Europe.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah,
what a mess.
Pretty bad.
Well, keep us informed, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, you can't count on the smokers to stand up for their own liberty on this.
No, a lot of them think that this is a better way to quit. I'll do it if they force me to.
Yeah.
Which they just smoke elsewhere.
Sure, it's nuts. I mean,
I really like to see the numbers of smokers that quit because of smoking bans in restaurants.
Well, I know that Texas recently increased their tax on cigarettes by something like 300%, and that hasn't done anything to stop people from smoking. It's just sent them outside of Texas to buy their cigarettes. So the marketplace will just work around these restrictions as much as it possibly can. The smokers they're apparently fine with being inconvenienced, but apparently it's not enough of an inconvenience for them to actually stand up and, you know, engage in civil disobedience or go to the state house and talk out against this legislation. They very rarely stand up for themselves. It's usually liberty lovers that stand up. In many cases, liberty lovers that don't smoke cigarettes. Here in New Hampshire, that's what happened. Most of the people fighting the smoking ban here were
non-smoking, liberty lovers.
Right, and now it's been passed, hasn't it, the smoking ban in New Hampshire. Has it been signed by the governor yet? I have not heard.
I don't know if it's been signed, but it's going to be. He's already said that he supports it.
I suppose there's still a small chance he'll veto, but not likely. 800-259-9231. So let's talk about privacy, something that a lot of people want, but not very many people have. And it is something that, as you'll discover, you have to actually work at if you want it. You can't just have it granted to you. And I think that's what people like the Luddite at Wired would like. And this guy, he writes in his opinion column, "Have you noticed? We've become a people that no longer respects or apparently desires privacy, our own or anybody else's." That's a remarkable thing when you stop to think about it. We Americans historically have fiercely guarded our personal privacy. It's one of our defining characteristics. Others who live in societies where personal privacy isn't so easily taken for granted have looked on with a mixture of admiration and bemusement. Mind your own business is a singularly American expression. But now we've allowed that birthright to be compromised in a hundred little ways and in a few conspicuously big ones by an increasingly meddlesome government. And I understand and agree with his claim that government is infringing on privacy. No doubt about it. That should not happen. But that's not what this article is about. It's about Google and their little street mapping, their street photo program that they've recently implemented. But so I agree with government should stay out of your private life. However, I also disagree with his assertion that privacy is a birthright. Sorry. When you're born, it's anything but private. You're in a room full of strangers, and they're looking at you naked.
Yeah, you're naked.
Right.
You know, I've seen these little Google pictures where you can kind of scan 360 around.
Right, it's called
blocks.
The Google Street View.
I've seen these, and all of them are taken from public property.
That's correct.
If a person can stand on public property and photo you in your private property or on more public property, I don't see what the problem is.
I don't either.
I mean, you should have a curtain between you and them if you're on private property, and if you're on public property, what is your right to privacy?
This guy is not the only one who feels this way, though. There were other... I had at least two other articles, more newsy-style articles. This is an opinion piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I had newsy-style articles with various different activist groups getting very upset about this Google Street View thing. And if you want to see this for yourself, go to maps.google.com and then click the street view, and you'll see there are five different major U.S. cities that have been selected for this, where they drove a van down the streets, and then they took periodic photos, 360-degree photos. It's really cool. You can rotate the camera around. You can go up and down the streets. You can zoom in and out. It's a really neat project that they're dealing with. But this man is upset. He says, not to mention opportunistic predatory marketers armed with the technology that gives them an easy entree into our most secret places. Why is that, do you suppose? Have we surrendered to Big Brother because you can't fight City Hall? Or have we been lied to, cajoled, and softened up for so long by so much stupid television and the endless drumbeat of consumerism that we no longer care? Do you think you're surfing porn at home in complete anonymity? Do you think the government can't retrieve every single scrap of personal information you own? Do you think the Gap doesn't know that you've moved up to a 34 waist? We've been scanned, cookied, and cataloged so thoroughly that there are agencies and companies out there who know more about us than we know about ourselves. I don't know if that's the case. Now, thanks to Google, you can't even expect your privacy to be respected in one of the most paradoxically private places around, the public street. What's that supposed to mean? How is it that the public street is a paradoxically private place? Is he just saying that because you're amongst the thronging masses,
yeah,
you're somehow more anonymous in that particular case?
I would guess that that's what he's trying to say.
Seems like a stretch.
Gobbledygook to me.
Yeah, seems like a stretch. If you're out in public where anybody else can be around to see you, you don't have privacy.
That's why we call it public.
Especially if someone's looking for you. If you're out in public, you are definitely not subject to privacy. Anyway, it says people who don't live in big cities often cite the lack of privacy as one reason why they wouldn't. Actually, the anonymity of living in a community of hundreds of thousands of people affords a lot more privacy than one might expect, certainly more than in those cute little towns where everyone knows everybody else's business. With that part, I do agree. If you're living in a small town, everyone knows who you are. You know, you can't get away with being as anonymous as you might in a big city. He says, or at least it did until Google came along with Street View. Now the mere act of walking down a public street is liable to get you some unwanted publicity, especially if you're captured doing something that you'd rather not share with the world. Google says Street View is intended to provide street-level tours of selected cities. Why they feel such tours are necessary at all is another question. Because it's way cool will probably suffice. And you know what? I do think it's way cool. And I can come up with a legitimate reason for it. For instance, before we went to our trip in New York City, Mark, I pulled up the particular location that we were going to go to on the Google Street View so we could identify the building that we were going to be going to. Of course, we'd been before, but if we hadn't been before, it might have been a little bit helpful in advance.
Didn't remember what the building looked like.
Right. It might have been helpful in advance to know what the location looks like that you're going to be going to visit. Especially in a place where the street numbers may not be necessarily visible. There are some places in America where it seems like businesses are not really too interested in displaying their street number where they where they are, and it's very difficult to actually find the building you're looking for. So the street view could actually help with that. But some of these people who are supposedly privacy advocates are getting very upset about it. I want to continue talking about this and find out what you think. Is it an invasion of your privacy to take pictures of you in public? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas, June 12, 2007, gold 649, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $670.34, $330.80 for half, $165.40 for quarter ounce. That's $670.34, $330.80, and $165.40. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring us what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That does include, by the way, the bulletin board system. Coming up on 250,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting. It's a lot of fun, and it's free. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive with us. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Live.com.
Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. The Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington, not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That's readpi.com.
So a lot of people are getting upset. They're getting irate about this Google Street View feature that they've added to Google Maps. If you want to see it for yourself, go to maps.google.com, click Street View, and then choose one of the cities that they've made accessible in the Street View and zoom in on it. And then you'll get instructions as to what to do, and you can literally take a little virtual tour through the city. Walk down the streets, turn 360 degrees, zoom in, zoom out. I mean, it's very, very cool technology.
It's cool. I don't see a lot of use for it, but I mean, you pointed out one that might make sense, and some people won't get to travel to a given city and might find this to be some sort of substitute for that. And I don't think it really matters. Google's a private company.
And it's important to point out, these aren't live camera views. You don't have actual video footage of those intersections. They're static photos that were taken several months ago.
Right. So if you were a person walking across the street at that given time that these photos were taken, then your picture is in these photos.
That's right. You've been captured doing whatever it was you were doing. And some people have found some interesting things. I mean, there are a lot of pictures taken on a lot of streets in America. And so inevitably, you're going to come across some interesting things. There was one guy walking out of a porn store. Another guy climbing up a balcony. There was a couple college chicks laying out getting some sun.
Yeah.
And, whoop-de-doo. So you're in public doing something, and someone snapped a picture of it and put it on the Internet. So what? Why are you getting so upset? Well, in this case, the man's name is The Luddite, and he's writing for Wired.com. And he says that...
he's properly named.
Yeah, he says in an Associated Press story, Google spokeswoman Megan Quinn shrugs off any privacy concerns, saying this imagery is no different from what any person can readily capture or see walking down the street. And she's right. But he says, I don't know how often Ms. Quinn walks the mean streets of her town, but it's not comparable at all. For one thing, the casual pedestrian isn't staring at a computer screen with your image plastered all over it. And being spotted on the street by a single person, someone as anonymous as you are, is a far cry from being available to the prurient curiosity of millions of online peeping Toms. You are not a peeping Tom if you're looking at footage or if you're looking at photos that were taken in a public place.
Well, I suppose a peeping Tom could be in a public place looking into your private house with, say, binoculars or something like that.
If that's the case, then put up some better curtains on your windows. If your curtains are wide open to your living room and you're walking around naked or having sex on the couch or whatever it is you're doing that you don't want people to see, close the damn window. Close the curtains. It is your responsibility to ensure privacy. There is no birthright, as this particular writer had suggested at the beginning of his article. There's no birthright to privacy. Privacy must be worked for. Privacy must be achieved. Privacy must be worked hard at. It's not easy to be private.
No. I don't see any, that there's just not any real right to privacy.
Privacy have to be worked towards, it also costs money. Because, if you want your information to be anonymous, you have to go through certain anonymizing services that cost money. If you want, for instance, your financial transactions to be anonymous, you have to go through certain jumps and hoops, like we talked to Tom earlier about getting money orders and how that costs a little bit of money in some cases to get those things. But it helps you take your money out from being able to be tracked and viewed by the government. So there are a variety of different ways in order to be more private in your life, but they all cost money and they all take time and effort. Now, I'm sorry if that offends those of you out there that think that privacy should be a birthright, because that's just the reality. You can cry and bitch and moan all you want about it, but, the fact is, it takes effort. And he's got a few more thoughts. He says, this is just incredibly vulgar. But just to be safe, Google makes it clear that it's on firm legal footing, that you have no legal guarantee to privacy on a public street. So if you turn up on Street View as you're ducking into the local porn emporium, then it's your tough luck. Maybe it's legal, he says. Probably it is. So what? Being legal doesn't mean being right. And also, I'd like to add that being illegal doesn't make it, make it wrong necessarily either. And you can take whatever stance you want on this. Thank goodness it's legal. How outrageous would it be if you couldn't snap pictures in public? Oh, wait, there are some places where that's not allowed. Like the bridge we went across the other night in New York City, which, by the way, was a nightmare. getting out of New York City for a variety of reasons. But there was a sign on one of the bridges that we crossed, Mark, that said no photographs allowed. What?
Yeah, of a bridge.
Strictly enforced, it said.
And we paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah, the New York people paid for it first when they had it built, and then they continue to charge tolls across this bridge. And you can't even take pictures of the bridge? How is it that taking a photograph of the bridge is going to assist terrorists? Hmm? That's what I'd like to know. But I guess that's the excuse.
Well, if they're going to blow up the bridge, then they would probably take photos of it. But, you know, a bridge is... There's, like train nuts, like... fish nuts, like anybody who collects anything, there are bridge nuts out there.
Yeah, architecture nuts.
Yeah, people that think bridges are amazing, fantastic things.
They are quite wonderful engineering marvels.
They are. They absolutely are. And to take away from them the right to photograph a bridge that their tax money, or at least some tax money, went for, seems wrong to me.
Right. You could drive up and down the bridge all day long. That's okay. But actually taking out a CCD device and snapping a photo, not acceptable. He says, let's call a spade here. Lay out all our cards on the table and use all the cliches necessary to make one thing perfectly clear. Google is invading your privacy for the same reason it does anything. It smells a chance to make money. And it's going to make money, and to hell with you and your privacy. Do no evil, he says. Balls. Greed, unfortunately, is another American characteristic, one that will eventually destroy us.
I'm all for greed, and they're not invading your privacy. Okay?
That's correct.
Your statement stinks.
Yeah.
Now.
He's full of it. That your privacy is not being invaded by Google. They drove a van down the street and took photos. If you want to be anonymous going to the porn store, put on a disguise. It's your responsibility. Would this guy get upset if there was a private investigator on your tail? You know, let's say that you and your wife are having a little bit of trouble, and your wife believes that you might be stepping out on her, so she hires an investigative service to follow you around. And they don't, you know, you don't know they're there. You don't know you're being investigated, so you don't take any extra precautions. You walk into your girlfriend's house, you don't think anything of it. You walk into the porn store, no big deal. But all the while, you're being photographed from afar by the private investigator. Is that an invasion of privacy? Because what's the difference, really?
Doesn't seem like it to me.
In the private investigator's case, you're being targeted. In Google's case, they just drove down the street. If you happen to be on the side of the road, your picture happened to be taken. And your picture may be seen by thousands of people on the internet, most of whom probably don't know who you are. So really, your privacy is still protected for the most part unless someone happens to know you who happens to be looking at that particular street photo, of which there are thousands on Google. I mean, the odds that someone who knows you is going to see you is very slim, and the odds that someone who knows you seeing you do something that you shouldn't be doing is even slimmer than that. And once again, if you are concerned with people seeing what you're doing, it's your responsibility to keep it quiet. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. Bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The single CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And that does include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free. freetalklive.com. Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com. To view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com. So just a few more thoughts on this jerk at Wired Magazine calling himself the Luddite, or I guess that's what they've named, and his real name's Tony Long. And at Wired News, talking about how he's very upset at Google. Oh, Google, the evil, greedy Google that's trying to make all this money off of invading your privacy. In case you don't know, Google's recently launched a new feature on their Maps program, which, by the way, a very handy feature. If you go to maps.google.com, I mean the Maps program in general, you know, you can get directions and driving directions and business locations. And
yeah, I was going to say, this particular feature that we're talking about isn't terribly handy in my to my mind, but
the street level view isn't terribly handy.
Not to me, but
because the Maps program's damn handy. We were in New York City over the weekend, and since you didn't get gas when you should have, we were sort of driving around Manhattan trying to find a gas station, and instead of actually run out of gas, we pulled over to the side of the road, accessed some wireless networks, probably was breaking the law, but hey, you know, got to do what you got to do. So we accessed somebody's wireless network, went to Google Maps, typed in gas stations and the location we were at, and pop, 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 there they are, right there on the map, and it's free. I mean, this guy's saying that they're greedy. The reason they're doing this is greed. And by the way, greed is can be a very good thing. In my opinion, the only time when greed is a bad thing is when it's greed combined with government power. When government endorses a monopoly, for instance, and that monopoly gets greedy, then you've got a problem. But if a company's getting greedy in the marketplace, that's not a big deal. because other companies are free to enter the arena and compete with that company.
Right, as long as they're being greedy and only doing that which is set out, that what's fair. And if you don't get the government involved, then you're not doing anything unfair.
Right. And really, is Google going to make that much money directly off of the Street Level View program?
I think not.
Not particularly. All it really is just another feature for their Maps program in order to entice more people to go to the Google Maps program to get their mapping done as opposed to going to the competition like MapQuest or Yahoo or whatever other ones there are out there. So it's just another added feature to what is already free software. The only way Google makes money off of their Maps program is with AdWords. And I don't even know. Do AdWords appear on the Google Maps? I'm not even sure. I've never noticed them if they do. So, really, it's not going to be the most profitable of occasions for them. But nonetheless, this man is darn well convinced that the, making money's a bad thing. He says that greed is an American characteristic that will eventually destroy us. And sorry, Mr. Long, I understand you are the Luddite and everything, but boy, thank goodness for greed. If it weren't for greed, if it weren't for people in search of profits, then we wouldn't have all the wonderful things that we have. If it weren't for people in search of profits, we wouldn't have air conditioning. We wouldn't have, we wouldn't have the internet. We wouldn't have computers. We wouldn't have the pen that I'm holding in my hand right now. There are all sorts of neat things that we take for granted in our lives that exist because somebody said to themselves, hey, I can make a product or service that will solve a problem for people. In case of the pen, it's, writing things down. I can make a product or service or, innovate something new to add to the pen, like the little clicky feature on the top, or maybe the little gummy feature down at the bottom that you hold your fingers on. There's all kinds of innovation in the world of pens. Go and look at the pen aisle at Walmart. There's so many damn choices, it'll boggle your mind. And the reason all those pens are there is because those greedy companies are trying to separate you from your money.
And people want those different features in pens.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go out and buy a pen, I get pretty darn picky as to what I want. I want a, relatively thick gel pen with a clip on it so that I can hook it into a pocket if that's what I feel like doing. And a click top rather than a pop top because I don't want to have to take a chance of losing the pop top.
Yeah. And somebody out there innovated all those neat features because they were searching for profits. And if that's greed, then I have no problem with that. Because greed makes our economy better, and it makes our lives more comfortable. It increases wealth. And remember, if somebody's getting too greedy and they're raising their prices beyond market sustainable levels, someone else will get into the game and compete with them, unless they have a government-approved monopoly that prevents other people from getting into the business. That's the only time that greed can be dangerous. I would like to hear from you if you disagree at 800-259-9231. So, in fact, this guy is totally wrong. Greed doesn't destroy. It's not destroying us. It's making us better. Greed is providing us with better products, better services, constant innovation, new and exciting products and services. And thank goodness a lot of people are excited by Google Street View because I think it's pretty darn useful. 800-259-9231. Speaking of innovation, speaking of companies in search of profits, there's the video game wars, of which I have an update. We talked about last year, as the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 and the Wii were all being launched at relatively the same time. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the console wars and just generally following the stories and all the excitement about these consoles. And I think, Mark, you were the one that predicted most definitively that the Wii was going to be the winner in this the console wars.
I'm not sure I did, but okay.
Well, I'm going to give you the credit. That's what I remember. I could be wrong, but nonetheless, the Wii has definitely won the console wars.
I've seen a lot of commercials for it, and I haven't heard much about the PS3 since then. So, and I haven't had any desire to run out and buy a PS3. I did play at Circuit City for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
One of the racing games seemed really realistic, but
it's true. They put a lot of money into the graphics punch of the PlayStation 3. But the Nintendo Wii, which doesn't have near the graphics processing capability, has far and away become the winner in this next-generation console war. According to Wired.com, with an actually useful article, that's how in 2000... Thumb candy for dummies. That's how in 2003, Time magazine described Nintendo president Satoru Iwata's conviction that what customers really wanted out of video games was simpler, more accessible entertainment. not the photorealistic graphics and massive online worlds that the company's competitors were chasing. Less than 4 years later, the machine that Iwata built around his controversial strategy is the world's top-selling game console. In the United States, Nintendo's $250 Wii sold 360,000 units in April of this year, while Sony's $600 graphically intense Blu-ray-powered PlayStation 3, the most high-end gaming system you can buy, props up the bottom of the sales chart like a doorstop, with 82,000 units sold.
Wow, that's rough. You know, I was watching one of the commercials, and they were playing either ping pong or tennis on the Wii. I really couldn't see what the game was, but I could see what the two players were doing with the Wii controllers. And you can swing them like baseball bats, or you can use them like fishing rods,
right,
or you can use them like tennis rackets.
I've yet to actually try it. It sounds really cool.
I haven't done it either. I just don't have that much interest in doing it. But it sure looked like fun. The guy and the girl were playing tennis against each other with their little Wii imaginary rackets, and they were whacking the ball back and forth. And it seems like something you could get the whole family into. Like,
yeah,
you and your wife could enjoy playing. I'll tell you what, my wife has almost no interest in video games.
Mm-hmm.
When I hog the big TV for video games, she goes to start and starts playing Sudoku.
Women were a target, as this article will reveal. It's sold out, by the way, across the globe, the Wii.
Mm.
Having already moved more than 6 million of the consoles worldwide in the 6 months since its launch, Nintendo is fighting to keep up with demand. On eBay, second-hand systems are selling for $380. Remember, retail price point's $250. In Tokyo, this is 6 months later. Normally, you see the prices rising on the initial release of a game system like they did with the PlayStation 3. In this case, this is 6 months later. There's a shortage of Wiis, and so they're worth a lot. In Tokyo, stores are marking the consoles up well above the retail price. Before it's done, Nintendo...
Because they can get it.
Yep. Before it's done, Nintendo believes that one out of every two next-generation game consoles sold could be a Wii, says the company's senior vice president, George Harrison. Nintendo is putting the bulk of our mass-market effort against this extended audience, creating software that appeals to seniors, women, and former gamers who had given up the hobby. It's a fascinating story about a very successful underdog in this particular case. Nintendo, what used to dominate the video games market, was the underdog for a little while, and now they're back on top. 800-259-9231. You take control. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Like the show, want to help support us, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can buy virtually anything there. There are 41 categories of products for you to shop in. Everything from their huge selection of books to office products, baby stuff, accessories, clothes. Man, you name it, they sell it. And if you order through Amazon.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. You're going to have to do the shopping anyway. You might as well do it at Amazon.freetalklive.com. My favorite feature, I think, about Amazon has to be the reviews. It's great to be able to look at a product and get other people's experiences with it, which you don't get when you're standing in front of. I mean, I understand when you go to the big box stores, you can actually put the product in your hands, but it doesn't do much to tell you how effective it is. It doesn't do much to say, you know, is this actually a decent product? Are the features useful? You know? So I think there's some real value in shopping at Amazon. So do it via Amazon.freetalklive.com. So the good news, again, is that the Nintendo Wii has dominated the next-gen video game market in April. They sold 360,000 Nintendo Wiis compared to Sony's pathetic 82,000 sales on their Sony PlayStation 3. And Sony's moving a lot less. Not only are they moving less PlayStation 3s, but they're also losing more on the PlayStation 3. It costs Sony a lot more than it costs Nintendo to manufacture their Wii. So Sony's subsidizing the PlayStation 3, and so they're losing money on those. Anyway, there's more to the story, but we don't have time because we got callers and we got to go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I couldn't really decide what to talk to you about tonight, but right now I'm calling you from the Ed Brown sine wave. The Ron Paul sine wave right outside a local baseball game.
So, oh, okay.
The streets are packed with people, and we got a couple of us here just carrying Ron Paul signs.
Great.
And
very good.
Flags. We also made a turned out 11 people for an earlier sine wave for Ron Paul at a slightly different intersection. But more people will probably see us at this one.
Are you getting a fair amount of honks, waves, and friendly gestures?
Yeah, I'd say at this one, after, you know, we've been here about a half an hour, we probably had about 10 friendly honks and one, Ron Paul sucks!
Yeah, I was going to say, how much negativity do you get when you're holding Ron Paul signs?
It's usually about 8 or 9 to 1 positive.
Very good. Excellent,
yeah.
Dave. Anything else you want to share?
What are they? What would the negatives? Hold on, Dave. What would the negatives be like if you're holding a Ron Paul for President sign?
What would the negatives be like with the not Ron Paul for President sign?
Yeah, I mean, what are the negatives?
Oh, I mean, people just say different things. Some people will just say like something like Ron Paul sucks, or they'll say something you can't understand.
Okay. Right.
I guess, you know, I mean, anything I do gets that kind of 1 in 10 negative response. It seems like it's about always 1 in 10, no matter what you're demonstrating for.
Sounds good, Dave. As always, out there doing super activism. Keep up the good work. Any final thoughts for us?
Well, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on with Ed Brown, but I'm sure you've been covering it today.
Yeah, we've kept up to date on Ed Brown. He's still out of power. Internet's access for him is spotty, and I believe his phone is still cut off. So we're keeping you informed as we learn more. And I know Lauren Canario is currently out there, or at least the last I heard, she was out there at the Ed Brown household. So keeping us up to date and helping keep Ed safe. Dave, we're out of time. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Got to roll to a different Dave. This one, David in Montana. Listen on KGEZ. Hello there.
DV here, man.
Hey, on your mind, dude?
Ambition and greed. I think greed is a form of ambition, but like a lack of compassion. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that. I think that greed is yet another one of those words that has been sort of destroyed by popular culture. It's
It entails a lack of compassion. You know, you could, you know, take something from somebody just because you could take it because you're more powerful, you know.
Well, I see that.
Because you need it, you know, you need it, so I'm just going to take it.
I see that, you know, being greedy can, you know, people can look at that, you know, a business being greedy or a person being greedy and look at it poorly. But in a lot of cases, that person is completely within their rights to do so. And I try not to get too emotionally involved. And a person who's being kind and generous can often get good things happening to them. So that's, if they know that's going
to
happen, then that's sort of greed, too.
There's nothing wrong with ambition to obtain wealth, but there comes a time where you have no compassion, where I guess this capitalism, I think, has a downfall of lack of compassion.
Well, Dave, I totally understand where you're coming from. I'm looking at the definition of greed here, and according to Princeton's WordNet, it is an insatiable desire for wealth, excessive desire to
Well, it's a form of ambition. It's a evil.
Yeah.
It's a bad form of ambition.
I don't think it's necessarily bad in that if you're in the marketplace and you're greedy, you inevitably have to tone down your ambition.
For the insurance companies to make a profit off of a direct order from the government for you to buy their product.
Well, I think anything tied in with the government is absolutely despicable and should be opposed. I think the government is the problem when it comes to greed, because government allows greedy people to actually be greedy.
That's a form of greed, I think, is that's imposed upon all of us in buying houses, buying, driving cars.
Yeah, you're right. Institutionalized situations like that
are
definitely...
They're making us buy a product that they make a profit off of.
Right, and that we may or may not want. You're absolutely right, Dave. We're out of time. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I actually am looking at the definition of greed here, and what he's saying is correct. However, greed in the marketplace is naturally opposed by competition as far as it's limited. You can only be so greedy. You can get into the to whatever business you're in and raise your prices a whole bunch, but no one's going to come buy your products unless it's a situation like Dave was just describing where they're forced to by government law.
And if you're a greedy miser and you keep all your profits for yourself rather than sharing the wealth, people begin to notice that. You know, there's all kinds of local and national charities out there that give recognition to companies that donate to them, to companies that want to make the world better and give money just for the sake of giving money.
So I appreciate Dave with the correction. I think he's right.
Yeah.
It is a
I think so too.
It is a form of ambition. Let's continue with Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Todd.
How's it going?
What's on your mind?
Not much, guys. I just want to talk to you about the whole Paris Hilton nonsense that's been going on lately.
Okay.
Especially that's being covered on Fox News and all that.
Right.
And, you know, what really gets me is that, you know, you've got so many people who are cheering on for her being in prison, which absolutely have nothing to do with her being in prison as it is. So, and I also want to make the point, too, that it's funny. I'm hearing so many people saying that, oh, she's found God, she's now changed her ways and whatnot. And, you know, while that may be true, I just find that completely silly. You know, it's this whole idea that if we're going to put her in prison, somehow, if we make an example of her, you know, this is going to make her a better person somehow. Since there were no victims involved, and this is of course another case of a victimless crime, but I just think it's absolutely insane. What do you guys think?
I think that Paris has missed the opportunity to really show one up on this judge. I mean, she could very well walk in. She's going to do the time by the looks of it at this point, the whole deal, one way or the other. She should have walked out, gotten to that police car, and said, fine, I'll do the time, Your Honor, but I'm going to get out, and I'm going to drive a Bentley on the way home. Where are you going to go? You know, and just stick it in his face. You know, Paris Hilton right now and her antics really make me pine for the days of Martha Stewart. I mean, that mean broad at least had the guts to keep her mouth shut, you know?
Well, I see where you're going with that, Mark, but, you know, I find it funny the hypocrisy of the media. Not once did the media ever complain about, oh, Brandi Norwood. Remember the accident she got in last December? And
I don't even know who she is.
Kill, who's she? On collision with this young wife and mother, and she died, but she ended up getting a slap on the wrist.
Who is this?
Brandi, the singer.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You know, Brandi.
I've heard the name Brandi. I don't know anything else beyond that.
Yeah.
She got into an accident and killed somebody.
Yeah, and she was another Hollywood celebrity that basically slammed her 2007 Land Rover into a 2005 Toyota Corolla.
Was she drinking?
No. In fact, there were no presence of drugs or alcohol in her system. She was driving recklessly.
And what about her? What's the point? We're short on time.
Well, my point is that I think why was she given a slap on the wrist and she managed not to get punished? But when Paris Hilton gets into a car and she may very well have been drinking, but there were no accidents, and she gets 45 days.
Why are they? You're asking why are they making an example out of Paris instead of making an example out of Brandi?
Well, yeah, in that context, I mean, I think there's a serious double standard there, don't you think?
Paris was driving drunk. Brandi wasn't driving drunk. I mean, mistakes are going to happen, and the people got into their car knowing that, well, an accident could happen today, and I could die in it.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can take control of the phones tomorrow night when we return with more Free Talk Live. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.